Greetings and welcome to a special episode recording live in the on-site Stream Commerce podcasting studio at the New York City Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum, September 2022. These episodes are presented by Stream Commerce, a full-service, full-funnel e-commerce consultancy bringing together the boldest and brightest innovators, strategists, and e-commerce experts. They are the Shopify Plus expert that does more than just build sites. The Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum NYC 2022 brought together thought leaders from retailers and brands selling direct to consumer. Top global consumer brands were joined by digital natives and digitally led brands from the fashion apparel world, health, cosmetics and beauty, consumer electronics and other leading retail verticals for a one day full of education, sharing and networking. Let's listen in now. Stephanie, welcome to the Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum podcast here in New York City in the Stream Commerce podcast studio. How are you?
I am great.
Fantastic. Well, you and I met last night at dinner. Such an interesting conversation. It was a great dinner. So I had to get you on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Well, I learned a lot about your business yesterday, but I wanted everybody to learn more about your business. So that's what brings us here today. So let's pretend I don't know you that well, and let's start at the beginning. Who are you? What do you, you know, what's your background? How did you get to do what you do? And then we can start there.
Well, my name is Stephanie Rado Terramina, and I am the founder of a positive message lifestyle brand called Have Some Fun Today. And I started the brand 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting story. I, you know, back when I graduated college, I then went to Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
I did the fashion program at Parsons.
And for the listeners who don't know, that Parsons is one of the top fashion in the world, right?
Yeah.
So that's a very, and that's in LA, right?
No, it's actually in Manhattan.
Oh, it's actually in Manhattan, okay.
Yeah. It's the real deal, you know? Actually, it was interesting when I went to school there. I have such interesting, vivid memories. One time I was sitting beating a pailletted tank top for my senior project, and Marc Jacobs came over to me, sat down next to me.
Yeah.
And the sweetest guy, and he said, you know, I'm doing the same thing for my show.
Mm.
And I had experiences like that at Parsons. So anyway, flash forward.
Now, were you always, like, what drew you to that? Were you always interested in design and fashion, or was it you were a storyteller? Like, what got you into thinking about, like, what you know, Parsons is not easy, from what I know, it's not easy to get into, so you had to do some effort. You obviously had some talent, because they assess that too. But talk about a little bit how you got there.
You know, growing up, I've always been an artist.
Okay.
I think that, you know, you are kind of born with a set of talents, and I knew at a very early age that I was an artist, and I loved fashion. I loved beautiful things.
Natural to you.
It came very natural to me, and I kind of carried that all through school. Always took art classes on the side of academics, did very well academically. So I didn't even really consider going to art school right out of high school. Instead, I went to Penn State, got a degree in business and advertising. But it was through my junior summer, I was an au pair in France. And it was really during that period of time where you're not around anybody else, you're not following the pack. You're really thinking for yourself. Nobody could speak English around me, so I was literally quite alone.
Sure.
And one day, it kind of hit me that graduating with a degree in advertising, that was great, but I knew that I wanted to continue on and do something more artistic. And when I got back from that trip, I talked to my parents, and I said, I know that you have put me through college, but I got one more ask. What do you think about Parsons? Luckily, they totally supported what I did. But I always took my stuff very seriously. I'm a very hard worker.
So it's like you the practical and the artistic together, right? I mean, that merger of the two things, right?
Yeah, which is really, I think, kind of an unusual combination for some people. I think you either have, like, the real creative, but I kind of have a little bit of both. So anyway, I went to Parsons.
Yep.
I did design after I graduated on 7th Avenue for a number of years. But I really, to be honest, just didn't align with what I saw around me as the industry. And I got a little disillusioned, and I left New York. And I got married, I went home, I started my own home furnishings brand, and I sold to amazing stores, actually. ABC Carpet and Home was one of my, you know, avid customers. Portico was a very established luxury home goods brand back in the day. Gumps of San Francisco. I mean, I did well with it for a while. And then I got I was pregnant with my first child, and I had to go in bed rest. And I decided to close my company at that time.
It's another time. It's another like reflective part of your life, like being the au pair. You know, you got to slow down, right?
And yeah.
It's interesting. Those are kind of two fence posts in your journey, right?
So
you
far,
slow down and
yeah, and then reassess and see where your life is going to take you. So I moved out of the city, moved to Pennsylvania, actually, where I still live, and I had my two children, and I started decorating my home.
Hmm.
And people started seeing it. You know, I have a Parsons degree.
Yeah.
And to me, design is design. So
sure.
As soon as people kind of saw what I was doing, they started asking me to do their home. So I became an interior designer for 20 years. So now we get to the part of the story where it gets interesting.
Hmm.
My father...
By the way, it's all been interesting. So it gets more interesting,
I would say.
Yeah.
So I have this really wonderful... I have a wonderful family.
Hmm.
I am the oldest of five children, Italian-American family. Very dedicated, hardworking parents. And my father becomes ill. And he's just such a force. He's such a positive person.
Mm.
And the one thing that my dad would say at the end of every conversation, he would look you right in the eyes, a little twinkle in his eyes, a slight smile on his face. And at the end of the conversation, instead of saying goodbye, he would say, "Have some fun today."
Mm.
And it was something that he did.
Mm.
All day long.
Hmm. So more than a platitude for him, it was him, right? It was his essence, right?
That
yeah,
part. Yeah, yeah. And you know, as his child, and I have four other siblings.
Hmm.
We kind of you're with your parents. You're like, oh my gosh, Dad, come on, like.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, it kind of like goes over your head. But my father got very sick.
Hmm.
He got 10 years ago. He got very sick, and I spent the next 2 years. I kind of like. Slowed down a little bit with my interior design business because I started spending a lot of time in hospitals.
Hmm.
I just felt that I had to be around him as much as I could.
Yeah.
At this period of our journey.
Yeah.
And when he passed away, 1,000 people came to my dad's funeral.
Wow.
In a small town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Mm.
And, watching, people come and pay the respects to my father from all periods of his life. He, he started out as a coach and a teacher when I was born. And he became a very successful owner of a business and employed many people and did a lot of charitable contributions and work. And so seeing, his life and the payback of people coming to honor someone who positively impacted their life, it really affected me. So as a very spiritual person, one morning when I'm doing my meditation and gratitude, so I do that every morning, I had this vision. I visualized a painting with four words, "Have some fun today." And then I immediately, within 5 minutes, I designed the entire capsule collection. I called my mom. I was so, I had this, electric feeling in my body. I called my mom, and I said, "Mom, I'm going to start a brand." And, she always did. She'd be like, "Okay."
Okay.
It was kind of like...
Be successful.
Yeah.
And
so that's what I've been doing for the past 8 years. It's so interesting to me because when my father was alive, even though I was doing very well with interior designs, I had been on the cover of a magazine for it, talking about my art and my design work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like the kid who wanted to make her parents proud. And it was interesting because even though these wonderful things were happening for my interior design business, my dad would always say, "Well, what about fashion?" And I would think to myself, "Well, Dad, isn't this good enough that I'm, I'm still using my design degree?" And I find it so, there's some kismet to the fact that I now am the founder of a fashion brand with this saying that my dad you know,
it's a great story
instilled into me.
I mean, it's a tremendous origin story, as we would say. Like, the background is fantastic. I mean, you're both a storyteller, but you have so much meaning in the brand. Talk about the aesthetics of the brand. So let's take it to current events. I saw one of your handbags last night. Fabulous handbags,
thank
for example.
You.
So tell me a little bit about the aesthetic of the brand. You know, we have people can't see it; they're listening to your voice.
Right.
How would you describe it in a way that they would like have a picture in their minds of?
You know, I started out with a very bold concept 8 years ago. I saw a very graphic, bold "Have Some Fun Today" on a really cool, beautifully drapey women's t-shirt. And a canvas bag that we applique lambskin, "Have Some Fun Today" on the front of the bag. Like a very kind of like high-low, organic but chic. Something that is so different that it draws your eye. Like, so eye-catching. Like, I want that. Like, I love, what is that? Where'd you get that?
That was the reaction last night. It was funny, you know, when you pulled that handbag up and there was a bunch of folks, it was almost that exact reaction that you got, like,
yeah,
from everyone at the table. It was interesting to watch, actually.
Yeah, like, take something that's very chic and put something very fresh on it that you wouldn't expect. And I love that about design. You know, like, I just feel like I love mixing high-low and organic and something a little, you know, very detailed, but in very high quality.
That takes a lot of skill, though, to mash those two things together, because that can come off the rail pretty quick, right?
Well,
when you try to put two things that are different
You have to understand, like, balance.
Yeah.
And I think my interior design has helped me kind of find that interesting balance. And I also feel like in fashion, we're the same stuff over and over and over again. You know, as a consumer, I mean, I'm a big consumer. I love fashion.
Sure,
I love shopping. I, you know, love, you know, discovering new brands.
Yeah. You yearn for something different, right? Something original.
Yeah, I do. I'm not like, if someone else, everybody else is, you know, using something, I want to use something different. It's kind of...
That's your thing.
I love seeing something that's inspiring. I think the interior design really helped, because in interior design you have to mix, you know, natural materials with a function, and, you know, something very silky with something very, you know, organic and rough.
Right.
And it's just, that's what makes something interesting. When you walk into a room and you see all these different elements, it really makes your eye flow around the room. So that's kind of like what I want to do with my design. So I want to create something that is timeless. I don't want to create something that is only for an age group. To me, "Have Some Fun Today" is a psychographic. And, you know, they talk about, like, what problem are you solving when you're creating a product or a company?
Right.
So to me, I've started to give this a lot of thought recently, how I articulate that. And the problem that I see in the world is there are too many unhappy people. We are on a quest as a human race for happiness. You know, you see all these quotes on social media and these self-help books. And believe me, I love it. I love therapy. I love improving my mindset, my awareness. So I think people are really want that. And so to me, "Have Some Fun Today" is like a first step. Let's say you're in a rut and you want to be happier. You want to be enjoying life more. The first step to, you know, getting there is buying in, making the decision that you want to have fun, that you want to be happy. So I feel like when people see my products, they're like, I want to have fun. I want to have some fun today.
Yeah.
So it's like, and the funny thing about the brand, that after doing this for 8 years, there is an experience you get. So you're carrying a bag, or you're wearing a hat, or you're wearing a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, and you're passing by people on the street. They're looking at you. I actually did it a week ago. I had my white baseball hat on. I was in the West Village, and I'm walking down the sidewalk, and I have my hat on. And every time I'd pass somebody, I kind of lower my head a little bit, and I could see everybody's eyes looking at me, looking at my hat, and a little smile. I watched it happen, you know, all the way to meet my daughter for breakfast, and that's what happens. A lot of times, people will talk to you. They'll say, okay, or I'm going to have some fun, or where'd you get that, you know? it's a conversation starter. You're not only doing something good for yourself, but you're kind of a billboard for saying...
Putting some out into the universe. Good vibes out into the universe. Now, let's talk about this little universe we're in today, the Global E-Commerce Forum. What brought you here today? What are you here to learn? I don't think you're presenting today. Are you presenting?
I actually am on a panel.
You're on a panel. Okay,
yeah,
talk about what that
today.
Is. Yeah, talk about that.
Well, I'm part of an organization called Women in Retail. Mm-hmm. I joined last year, and the co-founder, Melissa Campanelli, messaged me, and she said, Steph, I would like to invite you to speak on our global... e-commerce leadership panel. And so I'm saying yes to everything, because it's just time to sort of like get my message out there, get people to know about the brand. So I'm excited to be here today to kind of share what I've learned in the global marketing of my brand and the collaborations that we're working on globally. We're trying to work with different entities, not only in fashion, but in art and culture and thought leaders and people who are working in impact. So I want to share like what we're doing as a small e-commerce brand to engage the world, because having fun is a universal thing. And
right on.
We want to bring this to as many people as we can.
Well, let's talk about advice. You've given us lots of great advice and perspective, but let's just talk about the trade craft of going global, right? Because some of the practical, I'm going to sell product in a different country. What are the things you've learned or that you'd like to share? A couple of things you might like to share with the folks listening about your experience as a small brand, trying to go global because you want to, share your message and you want to go build a business outside of the U.S., right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are doing that. As a small brand, I mean, super small, I think initially I had a really hard time with shipping and logistics. Mm. Obviously, I've met so many people so far in this, event that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I would say that's probably the biggest issue for anybody, especially someone small. And so I kind of like... In the years leading up to just this past year, where I finally got a fulfillment center this past year. So up until then, we were doing it by ourselves. And that was...
If you knew then what you know now, would you have started differently? Would you have gone to that, invested in that step first? Or you think, what do you think?
Yeah, I would have, but, I didn't know anything.
You didn't know, yeah.
I really didn't know anything.
But in terms of advice, like for someone who's just starting out, you would say, don't follow what I did.
If you want to be global, that's probably the best thing to do.
Go global.
Because now that we're working with a fulfillment center, I don't have to worry about any of that, to be honest.
Right.
Now, naturally, these relationships will happen between our fulfillment center and some of the fine people we're meeting here today.
Yeah.
Maybe what they're doing, we can do better, So That was the biggest thing that I learned and the biggest hurdle for me so far.
Right. Well, listen, it's great to meet you again. As I said, you and I chatted before. How do people learn about your brand? Are you a LinkedIn person? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
We're on LinkedIn, Stephanie Rado Terramina. And also the brand has a page as well, Have Some Fun Today. Mm-hmm. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Have Some Fun Today. I'm also on Facebook. I really see myself and the brand as being fully integrated, whether it's me talking about the brand on my personal stuff or the brand pages itself, connect with us and check us out.
Fantastic. Well, such a great origin story. Thanks for sharing it me and the listeners. It's great to speak with you again. I wish you much continued success and safe journeys and a great rest of your day. I should say to you, have some fun today, too, at the Gulf. I'm going to pick up that language.
I was thinking about that last night. I love it.
Spreading the word. So listen, thanks again for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
If you like this podcast, you can follow us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music Podcast Channel, or your favorite podcast platform. Please rate and review with a 5-star rating, and be sure and recommend to a friend or colleague in the retail, e-commerce, DTC, and cross-border commerce industry. I'm Michael LeBlanc, founder and president of Emmy LeBlanc Company, Inc. You can learn more about me on LinkedIn, and you can learn more about the Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum and continue to keep up with the latest on cross-border commerce online at globaleCommerceLeadersForum.com. Safe travels, everyone!